comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I'm Greg Mahochko.
And I'm Mike Luther.
And we are en route. This is one of those truck episodes, truck recordings, and it's been a while since I've had a guest, well, not just a guest, the co-host of the year, but this is your first time in the Nerds United Mobile.
Yes. There's the yellow light.
Yellow light. You know, and it's going to turn red, so we're going to stop.
Yeah.
Nobody behind us. We're not slamming on the brakes. We're safe. We're safe drivers, everybody. I'm a safe driver. You're a relatively safe passenger?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. So it's Sunday night. It is 20 to 7. We are St. Louis bound. We're going to go see Hollywood Babylon, the podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts. And Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. And we're going to have fantastic seats. We're going to laugh our asses off. But en route, we're going to talk about some nerdy stuff. And on the way back, we're going to talk about the show. How's
that
sound?
I think it sounds good.
So I've done truck episodes in the past. Is it telling me to go straight or go right?
Let's go straight.
Okay. All right. I guess you'll tell me when it tells you to do something.
Yeah.
Okay. I know how to get to St. Louis, everybody. I go there all the time for work. But this particular region of St. Louis is not one that I'd go to often.
I'm just glad you're driving because I would be horrible in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of one ways and
bridge closures.
Yeah.
So fun story. I think I've said this story on the podcast before, but probably not to you. About 6 years ago, September 2012, my wife and I took a vacation out to San Diego in Los Angeles. The sole reason, like the main purpose of going, was to see our Nebraska Cornhuskers play UCLA in the Rose Bowl.
All right.
And you know, we had made all the flight reservations, hotel, and you know, set it up with other friends we were going to be staying with. I mean, we had everything, all the boxes checked, car rental, everything like that. We get there, you know, we get to San Diego, take the little shuttle to the car rental depot or whatever the hell they're called. The guy's like, "Oh, okay, got the credit card that you made the reservation on? Sure do, sir." Slid it across the desk. He's like, "And a valid driver's license?" "Absolutely, sir." Slide it across the desk. And he says, "Do you have a valid driver's license?" I was like, come again? He's like, "This one's expired."
Oh.
Come to find out, after I turned 30, my driver's license had expired and I didn't pay attention to it. So I was not able to drive in San Diego and Los Angeles. So my wife, who at the time didn't really like driving in St. Louis, now had to drive in San Diego and Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
And she rocked it.
Okay, nice, like, nice.
She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, and no, there's no way I'd be able to do that.
I was so at ease at one point after we left Universal Studios Hollywood, I took a nap in the vehicle, which I never get to do. Nice. I mean, I've done it before. It usually has ended badly when I've been the driver.
That's true, yeah. Those are the worst times to take naps.
I don't advise that at all. So, before we started recording, before we hit that red button on the phone, you said that you are taking advantage of the free trial of the DC... Was it DC Universe?
Yeah, whatever they call their shit. I think it's DC Universe, streaming service. Yeah, because there's a week, sort of 7-day free trial. That's a week, obviously. And I just decided, because I looked at the Titans trailer, and I know you didn't like, but I was like, okay, it's decent. And I got it, and I'm probably going to cancel it. Once the, like, I'm not going to pay $7.99 a month for it.
Right.
The first episode of Titans is on there, which wasn't bad, you know. I don't know much about Titans as far as the comic books go or anything like that, so I don't know how accurate it is. But it's a decent, I like the way they stylize and stuff, but you can't binge watch it. I think it comes out, I want to say, weekly. They have comic books on there, which maybe if you have an iPad or maybe a laptop, it would work. For as far as reading it, like, I have a TV, oh, that's where I use it, and I don't know, it just didn't work. The format didn't work for me there, because I tried to put up one, and I really couldn't even read the words that were on there.
Is it a matter of pixelation, or just the way it's
just the way it's set up?
Okay.
Yeah, I would just have to show you, or you download the free episode, or the free trial, whatever it is. So it's okay. I mean, if you're a DC fan, like I was telling Greg, then I think it'll work for you, because they do have, like, the Superman movies on there. Of course, we all know Superman 1 and 2 is the only good one, and then they have, like, 3, 4, and 5, which are just horrible. I think some of the Batman... Oh, actually, you know one good thing that is on there is there's a lot of DC animated shows on there, and the DC animated shows are great, usually, the ones that I've seen.
I'll say this, where DC was getting their butt kicked by Marvel in the cinematic stuff, the animated movies that they were putting out, you know, even though they were straight to video, were really top notch.
Oh, absolutely. I
mean, from, you know, their take on Flashpoint Paradox and, you know, but taking some of the seminal works like The Dark Knight Returns and turning that into... I had the animated, you know,
yeah.
Form. Thank you. But even like Justice League War, Justice League,
very good.
You know, Throne of Atlantis. You know, those stories. Like, I have all of those in some, or at least most of them, in some form or fashion. One of the ones I really like is Justice League Doom, and that is it's the Justice League versus the Legion of Doom. And
the wrestlers?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'm gonna probably get some comments. I thought it was a Legion of Doom.
It probably is.
Yeah. But no, not Hawk and Animal.
Okay.
But, you know, like Mirror Master and Bane, and, you know, for every hero, there's, you know, one of their villains, and they infiltrate, you know, spoiler alert, Mirror Master infiltrates the Batcave, finds out, you know, all the kind of secret identities and ways to defeat the heroes, and, you know, then madness ensues, yada, yada, yada. I mean, we all, it's a tale as old as time, really.
True.
And so, you know, then it has to become a story of, you know, overcoming the villains, and anyway, it's good. I'm not doing it justice. I apologize to the writers.
I would still watch it, though, just based on that.
I've got it on DVD. I'll let you borrow.
Okay, nice.
So anyway, my question is, what about, like, all the old TV shows? Because I thought, you know, I saw where, like, the old Wonder Woman TV show was going to be on there.
And yes,
the old,
I believe,
like, Shazam or Captain Marvel TV show might be on there.
And honestly, I haven't looked through it that much. I believe the Wonder Woman TV series was on there. I think even the Adam West Batman is on there.
Oh, okay.
It was either on Netflix or on this DC thing.
I've never seen it on Netflix.
It was just recently that I thought I saw it. It was probably on the DC Universe thing, you know. I don't know. I have too many streaming services, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same here. But I've got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Go,
damn,
WWE Network, Vudu.
Yeah.
Got the Vudu app, which comes in handy.
That's where I get... Vudu's where I get most of my movies from.
Okay.
Even though I have Amazon Prime, I still get them from Vudu. Because I had a Vudu originally.
Okay.
I've had Vudu for years now.
My biggest concern with Amazon Prime is, what happens if Amazon ever... I mean, don't get me wrong, I have, you know... I can't say countless. I mean, I could go through and count them. But I have a lot of movies on Amazon Prime. But what would happen if Amazon ever went under?
I'm sure...
Would they send me a hard copy?
I'm sure whoever would buy them out would just take over.
Okay.
And, yeah. Because that's the same thing with it. Vudu ever comes, goes out of,
that's true.
You know. Because it wasn't, I think Vudu was somebody else before.
Vudu is, correct me if I'm wrong, and this might be some inside baseball, but Vudu's kind of partnered or owned by Walmart, I think.
Probably, yeah.
So, I don't, this is not like me being an elitist or anything like that, but I look for movies at Walmart if I'm in a Walmart for work or something like that, but I don't typically go to Walmart very often. But when I see the movies, I'm like, oh, it's got Blu-ray or 4HD or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, I don't see anything with that digital code. Now I'm going to need that one with the digital code. I'm going to run to Target.
Yeah, I haven't bought a... Because I used to buy Blu-rays all the time. Mm-hmm. And the last one I remember buying is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. Which is one that I have in a digital format only, so...
Yeah, and I think the only reason I bought it, because it was the rare occurrence where it came out on, I want to say, on Blu-ray first, before online.
Okay.
Maybe. Because normally I just buy them online. In case people are wondering and curious how I buy my movies.
Right. And if you want to facilitate Mike's movie purchases, you can always send Amazon Prime gift cards to the Nerds United Studios.
Yeah. So I'd be fine with that.
We will facilitate that, and everybody will be happy.
Just email me, and I'll give you the information.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's team.
Or email Greg, either one.
Just send a message to the Nerds United Facebook page.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So anyway, one of the things we talked about, if not last episode, off air, something like that, is, I kind of know where I'm at now.
Okay, good.
That's going to, yeah, anyway. Yeah. I know how to get to the interstate. We're good.
Okay.
We talked about Huck.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Miller's, you know, what I assume is, you know, a 6 or 7 issue, you know, story that he wrote after Man of Steel came out, and after he saw that, and after he felt really depressed by Man of Steel, because he's like, you know, that's not my Boy Scout, that's not my hero,
right,
type of thing, you know, too dark and obviously doesn't kill anybody. So Huck is, it's a fun story, and I gave you all the issues that I have, and the reason I bring up issues is because, like I said, it's, you know, they were, when they first came out, they were labeled, you know, 1 of 6, 2 of 6, etc. You know, I was in Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, last week, and I saw on their trade paperback shelf Huck, you know, the trade paperback, and it says, you know, part 1 or something like that, but it was the whole story, and I said, hey, wait a minute, I thought Huck was a limited run, you know, one shot type of story, and I said, yeah, so did I. So I don't know if Mark Miller's working something else up with Huck. I believe that after, you know, he sold Miller World to Netflix, that Huck might be optioned out as a series or movie or something right, like that, which is, you know, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know the future of that as far as the intellectual property goes. What encouraged me, though, or the reason I brought it up is, I wrote about Huck, and I've talked about Huck in the past on the podcast as well. But it's, you know, it's a small town guy. I think he works at like a filling station. I mean, you know, kind of has that small town mentality, but in the nicest way. You know, he makes a list every day of small ways that he can help people. And then he gets found out and has to, you know, help, I think, rescue a kid or, you know, a mom or something like that. And he's kind of outed, you know, for lack of a better term. And how can he go back to a normal life doing things, you know, like get the cat out of the tree or, you know, help Mrs. Smith, you know, clip her rose bushes right, or, you know, mow the yard or something like that. You know, just small little things that small ways that he could be a hero just in his own community, you know, and it kind of got me thinking of, like, and he has superpowers, you know, he's augmented or metahuman or however you want, but little things like that are ways that we all can be, you know, little heroes in our community.
Yeah,
you know?
Just helping out.
You know, if there's elderly people in your neighborhood on trash day, you can always help them take the trash cans up back up to the house at the end, or, you know, things like that. So, what I would like, and I'm sure Chad Smart, who's listening right now probably, he always ends his podcast by saying, question everything, do something positive. So, in that way, Chad, if you're listening, if you haven't read Huck, I think you'd really like it. And I think everybody should read Huck.
I'm going to.
You should. Yes. I mean, aside from the fact that I just gave you
every that's why.
Also included in that bundle of goodies that I brought for you is Justice, which we talked about before.
Yes.
The art, the fantastic art by Alex Ross, who, by the way, if you don't follow Alex Ross art on Instagram, you're missing out because every day you get to see, you know, maybe you've seen some of this artwork before. I use the word regurgitated, but not in any negative sense. But you get to see some of his fantastic art from both, you know, Marvel and DC favorite heroes. But he's been big. I think he contributed or did art for a book called Marvelocity, which I don't know much about the book itself, but I have a feeling that it's more of a...
It's telling me to make a ride here, but I don't know if you need to or not.
Well, if it's telling me to, I probably should. Yeah, I know. Fun story. My mom went to high school there.
Oh.
It's now a prison.
Okay, I was like, what? You gotta tell me that story, because it doesn't look like a high school.
It's now a prison, but at one point, years ago, it was an all-girls Catholic school.
What prison is this?
Southwestern Illinois Correctional Center.
Okay.
Based on the sign that we just drove past.
Yep.
But yeah, my mom, who born and raised in East St. Louis, went to a school that is now a prison. And I think.
And it wasn't a prison at the time, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
No, it was at least after she graduated, and probably several years after
okay.
she graduated.
Okay, just making sure.
But anyway, there's a little inside note on my family. Everybody listening, my mom went to school at what's now a prison.
I think my mom went to school in a, I'm probably going to get this wrong, a shoe factory or something like that. She told me it was in Aviston.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it used to be a shoe factory or something like that, she told me, so.
I know where Aviston is.
Yes.
I don't remember there being a shoe factory there.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
Are you trying to say your mom is old?
I mean, she's older than me and I'm old, so.
I mean, we would hope she's older than you. Otherwise, you're doing some weird,
Well, there might be some kind of time travel thing involved or something, you know.
Hi, Mike's mom. Thanks
Hello.
For laughing.
Hi, Mom.
We hope. She's like, I'm never listening to these guys again. Talking about time travel. It's just too crazy.
It's a perfect impression of my mom about you, by the way.
I feel really bad, man.
No. Just kidding.
Could you imagine?
If that's not really how she sounded.
I just imagine her, like, yelling at you when you were a kid. I go!
Clean your room.
Get over here and eat your dinner.
No, she does not sound like she smokes 7 packs of cigarettes a day.
Good.
So
and we're back.
So, all right, yeah, we're back.
And speaking of mom, there's a sign here that says, Mom raised you better than that, drop it and drive. I guess they're talking about cell phones.
Yes, which we can't drop our cell phone, but we're not looking at it. It's not our cell phone, Greg's cell phone. We don't have a cell phone together. Greg's cell phone. We need it to record this podcast.
Why do you have to even say that I'm holding it?
Well,
it could just be sitting here on the armrest in between us.
I'm not even looking that way. I'm looking forward, so maybe it is.
Uh-huh.
We're safe no matter what.
Which way are we going, boss? Are we taking the Poplar Bridge?
It says 2.2 miles, 64 west.
Okie dokie, artichokey. That's the second time I've said that phrase to you today.
Yes.
If you wonder, yes, I'm very old and white.
In case anybody was curious. So we're going to Kevin Smith.
We're going to go see Kevin Smith, Ralph Garman, and Hollywood Babylon.
And you did your shout-out to him, right?
I did.
I emailed as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, we've got to play it off, like, because I mentioned you in my email.
So did I. I mentioned you as well.
I thought you were going to say you mentioned you.
I mentioned myself.
But we got to play it off, be like, because they always say, little do you know that your wife also emailed in, ha ha ha.
Okay.
And she's not going to give you the brown eye.
Right.
Yeah,
I didn't ask for anything like that, just so you know.
And neither did I.
Okay. I emailed it last night, like late last night.
I wonder how, I guess if you're not, this would be a good question if I ever had a chance to talk to any of these guys, But if you're not asking for, you know, like an added production element, you know, like it, you'd be like, hey, do the, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, then I guess theoretically they could just be like, oh, yeah, there's a late email, but, oh, simple enough. Yeah, we'll give a shout out to that.
Well, I asked to get a picture.
Oh, me too.
Okay, good. That'd be funny if he reads, like, one of ours, and then the next one is, like, he reads yours first, and the next one is mine. And we're like, no, you have to read it.
I, at the end, I have, if you don't know, Ralph and Kevin are huge Batman fans. And I'm not saying you, I'm assuming you know.
Yes, but I know.
If you, the listener, don't know, they're huge Batman fans, particularly the Adam West Batman. And a couple years back, they co-wrote a six-issue arc of Batman 66 for DC Comics, which is great. I mean, Kevin's written before, but I think this was Ralph's first venture into you know, writing comic books. And it was Batman Meets the Green Hornet. And I have all six of those. And I brought number one with me, asked them if they'd autograph it, and I said, and after the show, if my podcast duo could get a picture with your podcast duo, that'd be pretty sweet, too.
Nice.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, I gave them an open invitation, because I was thinking about, obviously, I would love to have both or either one on the podcast, mm-hmm. but, okay, they get probably thousands of podcast requests right. a day. None of them are as good as ours, of course. We're number one. They're probably waiting for us to ask.
I mean, we've asked Kevin several times.
That's true. Well, he probably hasn't heard it. You know, unfortunately, his computer's down or whatever.
And I also have some Nerds United business cards in here.
Okay, nice.
I got to remember to slip a couple of those in their hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Gave some of those to Brad Meltzer, too. He never came on the show.
He's probably waiting for me to call him.
Probably.
Yeah. Or that he heard me on, he's like, I can't compete.
Yeah.
No. That's what it is. Yeah, why even try?
Man, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I have been listening to Hollywood Babylon for years, and it was a former classmate of ours who is a huge Kevin Smith fan, who I think is also gonna be at the show tonight, but she told me about Hollywood Babylon years ago.
Oh, nice.
We talked about it before. But without Fat Man on Batman, as it was called at the time, there wouldn't be a Nerds United. The first podcast that I ever listened to was Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith, and he was talking, his guest that particular episode was Grant Morrison. Fantastic writer, really, you know, does some out there stuff. Oh, great. I see now that they have changed to which lanes are open and closed.
Oh.
You know, I have been driving to and from St. Louis for years, and this bridge always has work being done on it. Like, they're just never going to be done with it.
They're just constantly working.
And I get it. It probably needs it.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Although I say that, and this is going to sound, but we're going to take the show to a dark place for just a minute. Months ago, there was an incident in one of the bridges, the smaller bridges, not one of the ones that spans the Mississippi River, the mighty Mississippi. As they say, but like a chunk of concrete fell off of a bridge and hit a vehicle that was going underneath it and killed a lady.
Damn.
So yeah, that's the dark moment of the show. But yeah, so we were talking about Kevin and Ralph. Anyway, the cover art for these, Batman 66 Meets the Green Hornet, done by Alex Ross. So, really beautiful, you know, artwork. And just, you know, it's been my... Oh, I don't know. Fat Man on Batman. Kevin Smith has always said, hey, you know what? The internet, as much as he says it in a kind of a negative fashion in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where he says, the internet gives everyone a voice, and apparently everyone wants to shit on your movie.
Right.
But, you know, he has a point. The internet has given everyone kind of equal footing, more or less, to, you know, have, get their voice heard. You know, let them be heard. I mean, we see it in social media so much, you know, like the Me Too movement, you know, things like that, where people's voices are being heard. There's, you don't have to necessarily look for representation in the arts. You can be, You know, you can tell your own story.
Right.
You know, so that's, I mean, without Fat Man on Batman, there'd be no Nerds United. Without the Smodco or Smodcast podcast network, there'd be no JitteryMonkey.com. Without that guy's really loud exhaust, we wouldn't know that he was...
super cool.
Yeah. And you can smell that exhaust when we drive by. Holy cow. All right, so we're driving now. We're in Missouri. We're in St. Louis. How many miles to our exit?
It says 4.6 miles to exit 34A.
That's not bad.
In case you want to follow along with us.
Yeah. And it's a few minutes after 7. The show starts at 8.
Yes. So we have plenty of time to find Kevin Smith and talk to him.
Yeah. You think if we got to him too early, they might ask us to just leave?
That, or they'd be so impressed by us.
You put up two more chairs on the stage?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not holding my breath on that. no, but I in my email, you know, I referred to myself as one of the many sons or daughters of Kevin Smith. The reason I say that, it sounds weird when you hear it, but again, we live in the St. Louis area, and there is a generation of, you know, people probably our age or a little bit younger who are considered what they call the sons of Brett Hull.
Right.
You know, when Brett Hull played for the Blues, wildly popular, I think, you know, the Blonde Bomber, I think is what they called him, and really created a boom in interest in the sport of hockey. And because of his success and because hockey has grown in the area a couple years back, there were 5 St. Louis natives drafted in the first round of the NHL draft, which is remarkable.
Right.
So they consider, you know, them the sons of Brett Hull because of, you know, the inspiration that he was on them. In the same way, I consider myself a son of Kevin Smith in that he's inspired me to, you know, have a podcast. So
you're not trying to say that he's your actual dad and he owes you money?
No. I love my father.
Okay.
And I'm guessing my dad's probably a better golfer than Kevin Smith. Okay. So,
but if Kevin Smith did say, I might be your dad, would you at least consider it?
No, and I'll tell you why. Just mathematically, it doesn't add up. It runs back into the same conversation we had a few moments ago about you being, you know, older than your mom.
Time travel, yes.
Yeah, time travel. Okay. Because if I remember correctly, Kevin is 10 years older than me.
Okay.
And so I just don't know how, you know, frequently he was getting into Southern Illinois, you know, at 10 years old.
Yeah, you never know.
True. You never know.
It's weird that he's just 10 years older than us and way more successful.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people a lot younger than us who are way more
successful. Also true, yeah. That's even worse.
I think about that, too, every time, you know, I see these 19, 20-year-olds getting into the NBA.
Right.
And I'm like, that could have been me.
Yep.
If only I was 6'7", yeah. You know, could hit a free throw.
Right.
Which I could do neither. All right, so as we travel here, we're going to have a little travel conversation. We're about to go under the little skywalk for the St. Louis Science Center.
Yes.
I love the St. Louis Science Center. And I love the planetarium, which, you know, we're in October. It's colored up, you know, lit up with pink lighting for, you know, breast cancer awareness. But I love the Science Center. Is that nerdy to say?
No. Well, I mean it is nerdy. Yeah, absolutely. But it's not a bad thing.
All right. I always loved going there as a kid.
Yeah.
It was the first place that I ever saw IMAX, you know.
Okay, yep, yeah, same.
Movie in.
Yeah.
And the planetarium itself was, I loved, you know, that planetarium is calm and fun, which, you know, we're losing listeners left and right.
Also, it says in a mile, or exit 34A.
All right.
I don't know what this person to the right of us wants to do.
Well, they have Texas license plates, so they probably don't know what to do anyway.
That's okay. Understandable.
But I'm going to get over a lane since I have to.
Right.
And, oh, they killed their turn signal, so that's nice. This is fun. This is the part where I get to say, I've delivered water there. I've delivered water over there. The iHeartRadio facility we just passed.
Yeah.
I just delivered water there last week.
Okay.
I've delivered water up and down Del Mar in the U City Loop, which is where.
Now, when you deliver water, is it like newspaper, where you just toss it out of the the window?
That would be very messy.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool, though.
It would be cool. It would be messy. No, it's usually I have to, depending on what the order's calling for. Again, this is more of that inside baseball. I like talking. If they only call for two or one, if it's only one, I usually sling it over my shoulder.
Okay.
You know, because I'm a broad
badass.
Man.
Yeah. Right.
If it's two, I'm just going to carry 2 50-pound jugs of water.
Okay.
At one time. If it's calling for, especially depending on the area, I mean, if it's a residence, if they're calling for three or four, I might just walk them up to, you know, the garage or something
right.
like that. But if I know...
Make a right.
Oh, okay. If I know that there's a lot of distance involved, I'll put them on my little five-tray cart and...
Okay.
And, try to, what I want to do is be in and out of there as quick as possible and not clog up traffic any
yeah.
more than I have to.
Yeah. That's good.
So I'm going to take a right at the light?
Yes. It says right. take a right on South Skinker Boulevard.
Yeah, that's right. If you're not in the St. Louis area... We have road names like Skinker.
Yes.
Which sounds an awful lot like Stinker. I know you're thinking that in your head, everybody. You're like, that does sound an awful lot. It almost, hey, we got a green arrow. You can go, damn it. It's also why I probably shouldn't have a job where I spend all day behind the wheel of a big truck, because I do get a little road ragey sometimes.
I do all the time. It's all right. I don't even drive that much.
That's all right. What's our ETA?
4 minutes. And in 1.4 miles, we're going to make a right on Delmore Boulevard.
We're going to make a right. We're going to make a right.
Now, here's the big thing about St. Louis, though, is finding parking.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I do have cash.
So do I.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that our way of saying we're going to split parking?
Oh, absolutely.
No, we're not going to split parking. We're not going to split parking, dadgum.
Well, we need to find parking first.
Yeah.
Because that's another reason I liked you driving, because like, I'm not good at finding parking.
So I've never been to the pageant,
okay.
the place where the venue for this event. Is it all street-side parking, or do they have a parking lot?
I've been there several times. I don't think there's a parking lot.
Fantastic.
But I could be wrong, because I never drive. And then I just allow people to do whatever they want. Just be like, oh, I'll park whatever.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's how helpful I am.
Well, I remember... And maybe we talked about this on the show before, but, you know, when I saw the Facebook event that said that this thing went from 8 to 11:45, I was like, holy cow, are they doing two shows? Because sometimes if, you know, they might do two shows in an area, but you said, and you're like, no, what our information says is 8 o'clock.
Yeah, ours, right. yeah. And I checked the tickets again, and it says we got Orc section, row 2, seats 7 and 8. So we're sitting by each other, so you know.
Ah, sweet. Yeah. I'm not getting a tub of popcorn for either of us. We're oh. not going to do the popcorn trick.
Oh, yes, we are.
all right. Folks, if you're listening to this, if there's not a second part to this episode, it's because I ran out of the theater crying and Mike inappropriately touched me.
Okay. I thought you meant like from happiness or something.
I took it to a dark place. Yes.
Either way.
All right, so... Let's talk about culture and society, shall we, briefly?
Okay.
Because here we are at the corner of South Skinker, or maybe North Skinker now, and Forest Park. And there's a coffee shop. And it's, you know, 7:12 on a Sunday night. Dude, nobody needs to be having coffee, right? I mean, they're going to yeah. be awake all night long.
I don't really like coffee anyway, so.
Well, that's not right.
Cappuccino's not bad.
That's not right.
That's delicious.
They make Hills Brothers, I think, makes a... powdered like French vanilla cappuccino
okay.
powder.
Yeah.
That was all right. Used to drink that back in the day and dip some pecan sandies in it.
Okay.
I think I'm afraid by the time we get back tonight, by the time I get home, get working on getting this episode put together for the morning, I'm not going to have time for my traditional Oreos and milk.
Well, you can always make time for them.
I could. That's... Not the way I do it, because it takes time, because it's like half a pack of
okay.
Oreos.
Okay.
They don't like it. I get two packages of the family size, and I'll have to get two more next Sunday at the store.
Okay.
I have a problem, Mike.
No, they're delicious, and they're good for you, too.
The double stuffed?
Oh, yeah.
Probably doubly good for you.
Exactly. They're
okay.
nutritious.
And I've taught my son to enjoy them as well.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm a good dad.
Absolutely.
You know, if I don't teach him these things, who will?
Where's he going to learn it then?
Mom eats too healthy. She doesn't even eat Oreos anymore.
Oh,
really.
Gosh.
So, if he doesn't get Oreo eaten from me, I don't have a whole lot of high hopes for him.
You don't want your son to learn about Oreos on the streets. You know? That's the worst.
All right, I'm turning right here.
All right, yeah, make it right here.
All right, everybody.
And pageant is somewhere here.
It's like, no, that's the moonrise. That's the pinup bowl. There's the pageant right there with the big sign.
Okay. Oh, yep. There it is.
Maybe we could park right there by that other vehicle, maybe?
Possibly. Let's see how
there's no parking sign.
Oh, then we just move that no parking sign then.
You think that? I mean, that's the parking lot right there, isn't it?
It might be. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. With you. Everybody, we're going to put a pin in this, and when we come back, it'll be after the show.
And we'll be extremely popular.
Yeah, they'll have obviously loved us to death. To pieces. All right, bye.
Hey everyone, Kevin Huntsberger here from My 123 Cents, the podcast, and my123cents.com. Every Monday, a new episode drops with the latest news and happenings in the world of professional wrestling. Head to the archives and listen to interviews with legends of the ring like Double J, Jeff Jarrett, Mick Foley, Kamala, and Dan the Beast Severin. Current superstars like Sheamus, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston have been part of the discussion too. Again, it's My 123 Cents, the podcast, a wrestling fan's perspective. Thanks for listening.
And we're back. The second half of this episode here. Greg Mahochko.
I'm still Mike Luther.
And we are on our way back to Illinois. And the conclusion of the evening's festivities.
Yes.
After watching Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman in Hollywood Babylon at the pageant. Fun show.
Absolutely.
Oh, I laughed a lot.
Yes.
I mean, I always do, but you remarked about this, and of course they, you know, anytime they have a video or a picture or something like that to share, they always put it on the website. But you know, when I'm driving my truck at work, I can't really log on the website and get the full effect. And even then, there's a lot of the stuff, you know, hand gestures and everything else that you don't get if you don't see them live. So, long story short, if you have the opportunity to see them live, go do it.
Yes.
That is not a paid advertisement by Hollywood Babylon, although...
They could pay us if they wanted to.
I would, you know...
I'll do it for free, though. I mean...
It would have been nice to, you know, just to be able to chat with them. I gotta sneeze.
Bless you.
And with your spirit. So, a lot of fun. They, you know what, they... I don't think they read our shout-outs because they didn't want us upstaging them.
That's what I was thinking, too. You know?
I'm not saying we would have. I'm just saying it's a slight possibility.
I think they heard co-host of the year, and they were like, I can't compete with that. And I get it.
The good news is, it appears that sometime in 2019, they're going to be bringing the show to Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Maybe. I think Kevin was all about it. Ralph was not.
Although Kevin did say, we'll have to figure out the particulars because we ain't doing it for free.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, you know, I mean, obviously if it's a drive-in movie theater and they're struggling, they're not going to be able to afford it. Unless it's like, look, take 90% of the gate or whatever
it is.
Right, yeah. You know?
They have to pre-sell X amount of tickets or something like that, you know. But that got me thinking, hey, 21 drive-in, if Ralph and Kevin don't want to do it, I know a couple of podcasters who are a lot closer.
That's true, yeah. I'll go down there.
And a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Let us watch a big movie on your big screen and some popcorn. Maybe cover gas.
Okay.
And $100.
Okay.
$100 a person.
Yeah, that works.
Gas, popcorn, and a movie.
Yeah. I think they can do that.
All right. By the way, Driving 21, we're talking about us. Or, I mean, 21 driving, we're talking about us, Nerds United.
Yes. Yes. When you're listening to now.
Yes. They did talk about some nerdy stuff in their geek news segment that we hadn't really touched on.
Yeah.
Had you seen prior to tonight? I know I didn't really put anything out there on the Facebook page. I don't know if you did either.
No.
Because we got to get that figured out.
Yeah.
But Ruby Rose is Batwoman.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about Batwoman, and I just cleared off a bunch of episodes off the DVR today of stuff that's just sitting there taking up space that I'm, you know, I could probably watch it on Netflix now.
Right.
Like Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, clear stuff off of DVR. I mean, is Batwoman, it's going to be part of the CW or DCW crossover.
Right.
Story you know, coming up later this season. But is that a character or a potential show that you have much interest in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially if CW does it. Because I love what they did with Flash. That's one of my favorite TV shows. Arrow as well. Legends of Tomorrow, I love. So, yeah, if they're doing it, I'm definitely going to check it out. I'll definitely check out the Elseworlds invasion, whatever angle, right, crossover you'd call it. So, yeah, I think they'll do really good with it.
I don't know that much about Batwoman.
She's a woman, and she's part bat, I believe.
Part bat or dresses like a bat?
We'll have to find out. Maybe she has bat blood.
Bat blood?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is just rabies, I think. Pretty sure.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that... I gotta say, this is not related to the bat, but it's related to... I gotta tell you the story.
All right.
So, my son is... he's been under the weather this weekend.
Okay.
Woke us up midnight on Saturday morning, if you want to get technical, with a cough and screaming and a sore throat. Couldn't figure anything out. You know, I think some sinus drainage, but I also think the rapidly changing temperature, all played a part.
Yeah.
So, he's still kind of got the cough. He's not as screaming and, you know, he's figuring it out, I guess.
Right.
But gave him some medicine today. And I'm sitting there watching the football game. Steelers won, by the way. I know you were concerned.
I was worried.
Pins and needles. Needles and pins.
Yes.
He fell asleep on my lap watching Shrek on Netflix on the iPad.
Okay.
Which is fine. You know, I was going to watch the Steeler game. I didn't really want to give up the Steeler game right, on the big TV for Shrek.
Yeah.
You know. I need to get over. Will that challenger let me? I think so. Thank you, Dodge. Mopar, represent. So anyway, he falls asleep, wakes up, a couple hours later, and of course he's got his head on my leg, so I can't move.
Right.
So I'm there for the entire duration of the football game, and some plus time, you know.
Right.
So he finally wakes up, and I got to get the dogs outside, and the dogs don't ever make it past our screened-in porch, even despite the fact that the door's open. They're going crazy. There's a bird that let itself into our screened-in patio.
Oh, okay.
Now, like I said, the door was open, because sometimes we just leave that screen door open.
Right.
So the bird just let itself in. So I had to get the dogs back in. Anyway, it took a long time for us to guide the bird out. You could tell the bird was kind of getting frantic.
Right.
But I made sure that, did a Maverick flyby, buzzed the tower a couple times.
Okay, good.
My son got a kick out. He's like, bird? Anyway, that's the only reason I brought that story up is because it was relative to the bat comment you made. And I'm like, I wonder if the bird had rabies or bird flu or something.
Well, if it did. No, I think it probably would have reacted differently. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Needless to say, nobody got bit, clawed, scratched, or anything by the bird. The bird made its way out, and I closed the door, and everybody was happy.
All right.
So.
You're a hero.
And
a legend.
I, in my own mind. what next?
Well, we mentioned that they didn't give us a shout-out.
Yeah.
Which I was disappointed at.
They mentioned a mic.
They did say mic, and I got excited. I actually was somewhat nervous, just because, this is going to sound weird. Like, I would love to talk to Kevin Smith, but, like, talking to Kevin Smith when there's an audience around is different. I mean, I would have, obviously, if they would have been like, hey, we got an email from Mike Luther. And then I would have been like, hey, it's me. What's up, guys?
No, you would have had to be like, yeah!
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the episode will probably be out by the time you hear this episode. So make sure you check out Hollywood Babylon. Definitely TVMA, mature audiences.
Yes, yeah.
I don't really know how else to say that, except that a lot of adult humor, adult content.
Yes. Yeah.
Depending on your definition of humor, you may or may not agree. Anyway,
right.
We here at Nerds United we're a little bit more on the green side. We don't get too blue too often.
No. No, we don't. But I swear sometimes.
That's fine.
Ours would be TV, I would say PG-13 or R.
I would almost say, what is it like on video games where it's like a rated, not M for mature, but it's like rated 15 and above,
right,
or something like that? That's about where I think my comfort level is.
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
See, we just had to change it there.
Okay.
Yep. Now we're extreme.
We're explicit.
We're explicit now. We gotta put the E on there.
We're not quite M for mature.
No. Rated because T- we're not oh, mature is what
oh,
it is.
Oh, rated T for teen. That's
T for
that's
teen.
The,
okay.
That's
okay.
The rating.
Okay.
You know, most younger teens probably haven't heard that F word before.
Probably not.
You know, they're sheltered lives, and they don't have any way to communicate with the outside world.
That's true. Yeah.
So.
I agree with you.
So it's raining now.
So are they going to hear this on the...
They might. I don't know. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah,
not that I don't care. Folks, if you're listening at home, it's not that I don't care about the audio quality. It's just that I'm not going to, you know, take Mike back to my house.
Right.
Get all the audio equipment set up, record with him, and then, you know, we're not, you know, this,
yeah.
That's the fun of a truck episode.
Yeah, we're mobile right now.
Moving right along.
So what else did they talk about?
I don't know. I'm more interested in what we want to talk about.
That's true, yeah. We'll talk about us.
I'm more interested about the best way to get back to where you live.
Oh, well, I'll tell you in a second.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I can wing it. No, we're good. We're good. Put that away. I just didn't know if there was a straight shot, but I don't think there was a straight shot.
There might be. I don't really know Belleville too well. I mean, I know Belleville a little bit more now, obviously, living here for a bit. But,
Hey, it's okay, fella.
Oh, wait. I think, okay, are we at 64 right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was Caseyville?
Yeah.
Okay. No, there's not really.
Okay.
The only thing I know is, like, take exit 16.
I can do that.
And then it, basically straight down. They can make a ride there. And...
I can do that. All right, so we want to get off at,
Like, Drury and exit the...
I know exactly what we're talking about. We'll get off at the Greenmount exit.
Yes.
And then we'll take Frank Scott to Old Collinsville Road, and then we'll pretty much be there.
Yeah.
All right. So now everybody knows where you live.
Yeah. That's all right. Come visit me. I don't care. I mean, if I don't like you, I just won't open the door.
That's harsh.
Yeah, not really. I mean, if I don't like you, why are you going to my house? I don't get visitors, though, so it's okay. I think my neighbor one time said he knocked, and I really didn't hear him.
What about solicitors?
No. I take that back. I did one time. It was somebody from, like, a different electric company or something like that. And he was talking to me. And the way he said it was a guy and a girl, was that the entire apartment complex is switching over to this other electric company, right? Instead of Amber, they're going to switch over to blah, blah, blah. Right.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Right.
It's with an S.
So I was like, oh, I don't know. I figured, okay, everybody's doing this? Okay, I guess. And then he was, like, wanting me to... Like, he was, like, trying to get me to get my account number, and I'm like, I really don't know what my account number is.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, well, do you have an email? I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I'm, like, looking through my email. I'm like, I don't find anything. He's like, well, do you have, like, a bill or something? And I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, this is kind of getting a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting a little pushy.
Yeah.
And then finally he was going to, like, call this number, and he's like, so they're going to ask you some questions. You just answer yes or whatever it was. And he's like, say your name or something like that, and then you're... You know, you'll still get the same electric or whatever, but it's going to be at a cheaper rate. So as he's doing that, I'm on my phone, and I Google the company that he said. And I honestly, I would say it right now, but I forgot what it is. And it was, like, all, like, very negative reviews and how it's a scam and stuff like that. So he's on the phone, and I go, you know what? I go, never mind. And he goes, what? I go, no offense. I said, I literally just looked you up on Google right now,
right.
And I have horrible reviews. I said, I don't know. And it talked about it as a scam. I go, no, I don't know if it's you or not, but I said, I'm not risking it.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is in an apartment, it's not even really your decision, is it?
And that's the thing. I don't think so.
That would be like the apartment, you know, complex company, you know, corporate decision or something.
Right.
I would think.
But I haven't seen him since then, so that was when I first, like, moved in.
I saw a, it's been years ago, and I don't know if stand-up comedian is the right word, but a live performer who's talking about, maybe it was like Jeff Foxworthy or something, okay. I don't know. And talking about, you know, how he had recently gone from an apartment or renting to owning a house.
Right.
He's like, when you rent a house, you know, the furnace goes out or AC unit or something goes out, you call a landlord or a super or something like that. They'll come out and fix it or get people in touch. It's like, when you own a house, you are the person making that, you know. You don't get to slide by anymore. So, I can see that.
Yeah, I take advantage of the maintenance guy. I mean, I say that, but I've only had him over twice. And
you
one
take
was
advantage of him, eh, Mike?
Well, one was it was
wine and dine
summertime, and my AC wasn't blowing out cold air, and I'm like, oh, this isn't gonna be good. And I tried to turn it off and then turn it back on because I assume that's how you do fix everything, just reboot it.
That or kick it or blowing it like an old Nintendo cartridge.
Well, yeah. And I looking at the filter and stuff like that, I couldn't figure it out. And then so I was like, okay, I'm gonna text this guy, whatever. So I text him and he's like, yeah, I'll be up by in a couple hours, whatever. Okay, no problem. So he comes by and he's like, it's probably the circuit, and walks to my closet, which has the circuit breakers in it, and just he's like, oh, yep, that is. And just flips it. Now, I had no clue there was even a circuit breaker associated with it.
Right.
You know?
Or that you even had a circuit breaker in your apartment.
No, I knew I did, but I was just I was just like, oh, well, okay, that can't be it. You know, it has to be something with the Freon or something like that.
Right.
And then I had him over recently because my sink was leaking from the spout. And he just kind of like popped it off and then just put it back on. And it worked somehow. I was like, okay.
Magic touch, man.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Let's see. Is there any new trailers that were out?
Oh, I know what we're going to talk about. Venom. You saw Venom.
Oh, yeah. I saw Venom. Me and my brother-in-law went there. I was in Kansas City Friday. Friday, went there. It's, let me see, like, out of 5 stars, I would give it a 2.5.
So it's a C?
It's a C. But that's not bad. It's average, you know? Maybe it's a 3. I could bump it up to a 3.
Is it going to graduate?
It will. It's not going to be proud of itself, but it'll graduate.
It's not going to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It tickled me.
It's they obviously, since they didn't have Spider-Man in it, they can't do the original
symbiote
story or whatever. I mean, it was still symbiotes
right in
there. It got on them because, okay, spoiler. Never mind. Okay, no, I'm not going to spoil it because you haven't seen it yet and probably not going to see it for another, like, year until it comes on.
Hey, whoa.
Blu-ray.
February.
In February, that's when you're seeing it?
I'm guessing.
Okay, that's a long ways away.
I'll forget by then.
Yeah. I won't spoil anything on it. I would like to see another Venom movie. I would like to see this Venom in a Marvel universe. Some people might disagree with me.
Tone and tenor wise, I mean, does it feel like it would play well in a Marvel movie?
It can. You know, I mean, it's rated PG-13, I believe, and there were times when Venom was supposedly biting someone's head off, but you couldn't see anything.
Right.
It was just like, at least I didn't notice.
Theater of the mind type of stuff.
Yeah, like he was biting at the camera or something, you know. And then would say it afterwards, like, right. Oh, I just bit that guy's head off. I'm like, you had to say that because nobody would have known. The worst part of it, and I can't say much about this. Get up that way.
I was going to go right on Frank Scott.
Oh, you can if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
6 of 1, half dozen the other.
Yeah. I go straight all the way down, but this is probably another way you can go. So there are 2 end credit scenes, which I can't talk about. I wish I could talk about them.
I'll go ahead and talk.
But okay.
Hey, everybody! Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. This is for end credit scenes. Okay, after credits. So, Eddie Brock, as the movie's ending, he mentions that he has a big report or whatever, that an interview that he has to do, right? So he goes to this prison, and sure enough, he's interviewing, I forget his name, Cletus Cassidy, I think.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right, so for the people that don't know, that's the guy who becomes Carnage.
Yes, it does.
How and Carnage in this little end credit scene is played by Woody Harrelson.
Okay? Really?
Yes. Sounds good so far.
Oh.
However, Eddie, well not Woody Harrelson. Oh, I said Eddie Harrelson. Woody Harrelson is wearing the worst, absolute worst red wig ever. It is. I don't know if it's supposed to be funny, and it, or if it's like it was either supposed to be funny and it failed, or it's supposed to be scary and it failed. Because it's just the most ridiculous looking thing in the world. And look, if they're going to have Carnage on the next one, cool, that's great. Everyone, you know,
right.
You know, please don't have him have that wig on. It literally looks like a dollar store wig that they found that morning and threw on him.
What do you think is worse? That wig or Jesse Eisenberg's wig for Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice?
Looks wise, it's the Cletus Cassidy wig.
Okay. I'm surprised that Woody Harrelson was cast as Cassidy. And the reason I say that is I always envisioned in pure again theater of the mind, I know about Carnage, but I don't know enough about Carnage to, you know, claim any expertise. But I always thought he was more of a gaunt, you know, more of a, you know, tall and skinny type of fellow. And I know Woody Harrelson recently is kind of beefed up.
Yeah, he didn't look, I mean, he didn't look too big in this. But like I said, it's only like a couple minutes long.
Sure.
You know. And he even says at the end something like, he's, whenever I get out of here, and I will, there will be carnage. I think, well, that's kind of a cheesy line.
A little too on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. And like I expected, like Eddie Brock, you know, Tom Hardy to be like, but there is also going to be some venom in it. Oh, like man. That would have been like the best writing they had.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So that was one end.
Yeah, that was one end credit. The other end credit scene, it was a long trailer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Not even really a trailer. It was like a long, like a clip of it. You know.
Gotcha.
And which I'm excited to see.
That movie, we shared the trailer or video or whatever for it on the Facebook page. That looks really fun.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun story as well. I recommend to anybody who can find it at, you know, their
Twilight Comics.
Twilight Comics, yeah. Which, if we kept going straight on this road, we'd pass them.
Yes.
But we're not going to go straight. We're going to turn before then.
All right. So you know a new way to my house that I just don't take.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff.
I didn't feel like going all the way down to Greenmount.
Hey, I mean,
all the way down Greenmount to like a 161.
Right.
So. We'll get there, man.
I'm learning new stuff. It's fine. No, the Spider-Verse movie coming out, I think, Christmas time.
Yeah. I know it said latter half of December.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited to see. And they're kind of seeing, like, all these. It's almost like a Spider-Man 4. Like with Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, because the Spider-Man in this Peter Parker in this one is older.
True.
You know, and I don't know if it's
more of a grizzled vet.
Yeah. And of course, Miles Morales in it.
But what I like about it is, you know, he's got to pass his knowledge along to all of the other Spider-Men. You know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what he does in the comics, too, when they all kind of get together. I love the inclusion of Noir Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that really took me back, because that's a, you know, for the hardcore people who have read Spider-Man or are familiar with the character, then that's really fun. But a lot of people are going to be like, that doesn't make any sense. Spider-Man wasn't around until the 60s. Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I mean, they can, that anachronism.
Yeah,
it just seems for some people I can see where it might take them out of the moment.
Now, were you the one, or did I hear from somebody else telling me who is voicing the Nora Spider-Man? Were you gonna tell me that?
I thought it said it in the trailer, but I'm not sure.
Maybe, but wasn't it? I forgot his name. Crazy guy.
Yeah, to be more specific.
Crazy guy who makes a lot of bad movies. Ghost Rider, Nick Cage.
Oh, Nick Cage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah. Apparently he's voicing him.
That's a good fit, though.
I mean, he doesn't say no to anything, so. Well, eventually something has to work out for him.
He also voiced Superman in Teen Titans Go to Hollywood, or Go to the Movies.
Okay.
So that has kind of come full circle from 20 years ago when he cast as Superman in the movie that never got made.
Yeah. Which, weren't they doing a documentary about that?
They did. It was The Death of Superman Lives. John Shep, who just passed away this past summer unexpectedly, but a good friend of Kevin Smith's, to get kind of full circle there. And I have it. When I ordered it, pre-ordered it, I thought I was getting a hard copy.
Right.
So I was getting kind of fired up because I'm like, hey, yeah, we're supposed to release that in February, and it's right. like October. What the hell?
Right.
They're like, check your email. You should have it. What? I thought I was getting a hard copy. No, it's a digital. Here's an access code. So I've got it. I've seen it. It's on my PlayStation. I'll have to watch sometime.
It should be on Netflix.
Interesting. No, it's not on Netflix.
But it should be. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I think they're doing some shopping for it. But I know before he passed, he was also working on like another project, like another similar, you know, similar story, different movie type of thing.
Right.
And then also was working on a series of, you know, kind of failed attempts at, you know, glory or grandeur type of stuff. So, I mean, dude had a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
He certainly missed you know, a fantastic ambassador to the geek world. You know, I know Kevin Smith is saying his praises highly. You know what? It's always sad when you roll past the Dairy Queen and they're closed.
It's
like I would hit stop on this episode if that Dairy Queen was open. In fact, I should probably just hit stop on the brakes and not run the red light. But I was really hoping that DQ would be open because I could go for a blizzard.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't think they'd be open at 11:30.
Well,
but I know where we're at now.
Yeah,
and it's so weird that like so I should take this way. Like, after I leave the gym, because I work out at Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
It seems like it's slower. Not slower, like faster than the way I take. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just that it's 11:30 at night.
Yeah, I mean, there's no traffic.
There's no traffic.
And yet, here we are, still sitting
in yet, we're at a red light still.
There's no vehicle around.
Up one coming up, in case anybody was wondering.
Now they get the yellow light.
Yeah.
We're about to roll.
This is great podcasting, by the way.
They are enjoying the heck out of this.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't they love this, Mike?
Oh, there's a green light. There's a red light.
And there's a flickering light on the DQ. That's probably why they had to close early.
I'll tell you one nice story about this DQ. Kind of nice story. I don't know if I told you that or not, but I don't think I've told it on the podcast. So one time I went there for lunch, and I go through the drive-thru, whatever, order my food, and whatever price it was. And I hand the lady my debit card. She goes, oh, she's like, you don't have cash? And I was like, no. She goes, okay, tell you what, let me see if I can get the machine to work, whatever. I'm like, okay. So she grabs my card, she leaves. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, look, if she can't make it work, no big deal. I'll go somewhere else, sure. You know. I just didn't have cash on me. Well, she comes back, she hands me my food. And then hands me my cards. I'm like, okay, obviously worked, you know? And she goes, hey, lunch is on me today. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah. She's like, don't worry about it. She's like, the cards just didn't work. The machine just didn't work. She's like, just pay it forward. I'm like, okay, nice. Yeah, so I got a nice free little meal.
Did you pay it forward?
Just through my awesomeness, I think I do pay it forward every day.
I mean, you've brought beer over to the house numerous occasions.
Yeah.
So I have a similar but not story. In relation to that, back in Salem when we lived there, there's a little restaurant called Chico's. They have Mexican American food,
okay.
Or Mexican food and American food. Like they have, by that I mean they have big soft pretzels and maybe hot dogs, but mostly like tacos and nachos and things. The first time that I ever went there, I went through the drive-thru.
Okay.
And with a debit card and no cash, and you know, I placed my order, I roll up to the window, like, oh, it's going to be whatever the dollars, and says, okay, here's my card. Like, oh, we don't take cards. I'm like, you don't take cards? You know this is the 21st century, right?
Right, exactly.
It's like, you know, at this point it's probably 2008 or something like
right.
that. Like, no, we don't take cards. I'm like, all right, thanks. And I just drove off.
I don't have
any cash, and sorry that you had to make food that's now going to go to waste, but...
Oh, you would figure they would say something...
Or have a sign or something.
Or have a sign, yeah.
Sorry, we don't take cards.
Yeah.
So, I've made sure in the few times that I went back there in the remaining 8 years that I lived in that town.
Right.
I had cash. And then I think they finally did put a card reader in there. Long story short, when it comes to Chico's, and I don't say this to disparage anybody who works there or anything, it's just, there's a Taco Bell in that town. And I know people rip on Taco Bell, but go to Taco Bell.
Apparently, it's the number one Mexican restaurant in the United States. They had a recent survey.
That makes me sad for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
I prefer Moe's.
I've never been
Moe's. Is like Moe's Grill or Moe's Southwest Grill. Anyway, you get nachos in big bowls and you can kind of customize them like a Subway.
Okay.
I like it better than Chipotle.
Okay.
And I'm not a big fan of Qdoba.
I haven't been to Qdoba or Chipotle in a long time.
You ain't missing much. But you're missing out if you don't go to Moe's. You got a Little Caesars here too.
Yeah. I never go there.
You should.
No, because I'm just getting even fatter.
So. All I'm saying is that when I was younger and lived within driving distance of a Little Caesars, that was my first meal when I moved there. I think it was my last meal when I left.
I mean, yeah, if I was younger, where I could, like...
Yeah, but
I could eat a whole pizza and not gain anything, sure.
What's the deal with the parking situation
here? Oh, it's horrible.
Okay.
It's the shittiest parking ever.
All right. Well, I'm dropping you off, and that'll pretty much do it for this episode.
Okay.
Overall, thanks for going to Hollywood Babylon with me, man.
I loved it. It was amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for the I say thanks for the seats because you sat there and you bought them. I did pay you for my seat.
Yeah.
But we were second row. We had great seats. Yes. I did share a picture of the, you know, before they got sat down, I did share a picture to Facebook so people could see how good our seats were. Had a great time. Thanks. Thanks for hanging out and spending your Sunday evening with me.
I loved
man.
It. I'll do it again.
We'll have to.
Hell yeah.
Even if that means Poplar Bluff driving.
All right. That's all right. That's a road trip. We can do it.
That'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. I'm going to kick Mike out of the truck so that people looking down here don't think that we're necking or something, you know, at the end of the day.
You never
know. So anyway, that'll do it. We'll be back again soon. Sooner than later. Right?
Absolutely.
In the meantime and in between time, be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.